President-elect John Dramani Mahama has urged Ghanaians from all sides of the political divide to put the December 7 elections behind them and work towards the development of the country. Speaking at an intercessory prayer by Aglo Women's Ministry in Accra, the president dedicated his victory to God, whom he believes will continue to steer the affairs of the nation.
The elections have come and gone. Let's put the elections behind us and let us all come together as one nation, united, to work hard and make our country what we want it to be. I want to thank Ghanaians for their patience and tolerance in taking their time to go through almost a two-day voting process. But above all, the person we should give all thanks and praise is the Almighty God for listening to our prayer. And also, I'd like to thank people of all faiths in Ghana who have continued to intercede on behalf of our country. It's not by accident that Ghana continues to be the most peaceful, secure, and stable country on the African continent. It is the result of intercessory prayer by many people of many faiths.
The president was happy that despite few challenges associated with the conduct of the polls, Ghana once again proved to the world its democratic credentials that are the envy of other nations in the world.
Only yesterday, I was in Equatorial Guinea, Malabo, for the meeting of heads of state of the African, Caribbean, and Pacific Nations, ACP. And I was proud to be the president of Ghana. Every president or foreign minister who spoke began by congratulating Ghana for continuing to show the way in democracy and constitutional governance, not only in Africa, but in the world. And this was a particularly difficult election because for the first time, we were using a biometric register. And aside from that, we had some machines introduced that were called verification machines to make sure that the person going to vote was actually the person who he said he was. And as you know, everything for the first time has difficulties. And so we had problems with the verification machines. The queues were long. People had queued from early in the morning and still by 5 o'clock had not had the opportunity to vote. And for once, we were all in fear that it could lead to frustration, and frustration often leads to violence. But God is good.
That was President Mahama.